This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. As always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number for you to do that is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can reach us on our Discord on-air call-in lines. We got three of those lines available for you through our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. You will probably be needing the Discord app in order to use those, and then you'll sound great, almost like in some cases you're sitting here in the studio with us. And that us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Christopher Wade.
And Daryl.
So there's been interesting news in the world of pirate radio, which
yes.
is a topic that we've kind of come back around to from time to time here on Free Talk Live, because it's near and dear to my heart. I got into radio because of pirate radio. Like I was
the movie or
no,
like
just
actual
the concept.
Pirate radio.
Just the okay. yeah, the concept of being able to broadcast without asking for permission. And so I've got a lot of respect for the people that that do that kind of thing without, you know, asking, whether it's just playing music or talk, in the case of the station we'll be discussing,
right?
Whatever it is that they want to put out there, I think it's great that that people do that without begging the government. Unfortunately, the government could come in and raid your house over it and also apparently bring a lawsuit. And, Daryl, that's what brings us to Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and I actually saw this story Wednesday night, and, well, I wasn't on the show last night because I wasn't feeling so good. But
you were on the throne last night.
All day, all night, yeah. But I've seen a lot of misrepresentation of facts on social media about this
way.
Story.
Seriously, on social media, people are misrepresenting it.
I know. Well, and it's all because, you know, the mainstream media that is covering this, they're putting the words Alex Jones, yeah. radio, FCC, shut down all in the headline.
Is there like a mainstream media attack on Alex Jones? Like a coordinated attack going on?
There seems to be. Yeah.
They certainly
really
love to hate him, don't they?
He is a crazy man.
They love to hate him, though. Like, did Rush Limbaugh... I mean, there were times when Rush Limbaugh got headlines back
yeah.
in the 1990s. He was certainly in the news. It feels like Alex Jones is at that level. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Probably.
For probably. Listeners that aren't familiar, Rush Limbaugh, of course, was the originator, if you will, of American talk radio back
right.
in the late 1980s. I think it was like 1989.
Yeah, right after whatever that fairness clause.
Actually,
the fairness doctrine.
It might have been 88. I think I heard he just celebrated 30 years. So
yeah.
That's kind of what got everything started. I mean, whether you like Rush or not, he essentially the talk radio business as it exists kind of owes it to Rush Limbaugh to some extent.
Right.
I mean, it probably would have happened without him, but, you know, he was the first one to kind of do this whole talk show syndicated thing.
Right. So what actually happened in Austin, Texas, is there was a pirate radio station that was on the air for a really long time. Pirate radio station.
There's been more than one iteration of it, too.
There have been, yeah. but this particular station was on the air from at least, according to the Pittsburgh Tribune, at least 2013. The station went off the air in December of last year. However, the reason this is in the news now is because the FCC has filed a lawsuit against the operators who are refusing to pay the fine. So the operators, they complied with whatever the FCC thing was to go off the air. And if you go to their website, they
really?
Have...
Well, because normally the FCC doesn't issue a fine unless the operator continues operating.
I'm guessing here from the statement on their website, due to circumstances beyond our control, the current location site of the tower is no longer available.
Yeah.
The tower was on top of a building that they own. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why the top of a building that they own is no longer available to them for a tower.
Right.
Unless...
What if they sold it?
They caved. I mean, because the FCC must have... Okay, so what happens normally when a station is targeted, when a pirate radio station is targeted by the FCC, they will send what's called a notice of apparent liability.
Right.
And the notice says to the property owner, they send one there, and then the suspected operator, whoever that
might be,
in this
case,
the renter,
is the same people.
They will send one to each party, and they'll say, hey, look, you know, you aren't authorized to broadcast. If you believe you are, you need to go ahead and prove, you know, show us your license,
right,
all this stuff, that you are operating legally. Otherwise, you need to cease immediately or else. And so it's usually later that the or else comes if the person doesn't cease operating immediately.
Right. So, you know, it's kind of difficult to tell exactly, you know, where in this process they actually wound up, shutting down operation. But it was December 2017, according to their website. But again, the reason this is in the news now is because of this lawsuit that was filed by the FCC, because the operators, Walter Olenek and Ray Nadler Olenek, are refusing to pay the $15,000 fine.
That's awesome. Ooh.
The lawsuit filed in federal court in Austin alleges Texas Liberty Radio operated on a channel without a license since at least 2013. Court documents show the FCC had tracked down the transmission to a 50-foot tower at an Austin apartment complex owned by an entity linked to the Olenek's. A message left with the Olenek's was not immediately returned for comment. According to a letter the FCC entered as an exhibit in the lawsuit, the Olenek's refused to pay the fine or recognize the FCC's authority.
Excellent.
Saying they would regard their agents as trespassers should they return. According to a message on the website, they stopped airing in December, but they're continuing as an online stream.
Good for them.
Now, the reason Alex Jones's name is thrown about in this...
He was on the station.
He was one of the shows on this station.
Yeah, and Alex is based in Austin, so it could be understood that that would be considered his flagship station.
Right, but, you know, any connection between Alex Jones and the Texas Liberty Radio is merely circumstantial.
Yeah, I mean, unless Jones has been secretly funding the station behind the scenes, but that information hasn't been revealed.
That's not any evidence that's been presented, but all of the headlines are, and the headline from the Pittsburgh Tribune, FCC shuts down Alex Jones' flagship pirate radio station. Headline from the Austin American Statesman, Austin pirate radio station that airs Alex Jones faces fine. Although, I think they have changed this since I first pulled it up.
Well, that's good.
Several other headlines were Alex Jones' flagship station shut down by FCC, which would lead people to think Alex Jones had a licensed station that the FCC just shut down.
People could think that,
And there have been people that have been posting things like that of, oh, the FCC's going after Alex Jones now. No, that's not at all what happened.
No, but it wouldn't have been as interesting of a headline if he wasn't on the station. It would have been as interesting.
It's all of this, telephone. You remember the game of telephone?
Yes, of course.
Who would say something? You would say something to the person next to you. They would say it to the person next to them.
Yeah,
and then by the time it got back to you, it's totally different.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah. That is social media in 2018.
Chris, you do know the game telephone.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
of course.
So let's go to the phones here. To the phone, we can talk more about the raid and pirate radio and all that stuff here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got Bill. He's in California listening during drive time. Hey, Bill.
Okay. Well, I'm not driving anywhere. I'm sitting here by my house by the lake, but I ruined that ride. I'm retired. Anyways, I was listening to the opening of the show. I'm a little surprised and maybe disappointed in you guys. You guys are radio veterans to say that Rush Limbaugh invented talk radio is preposterous as the man himself. Rush Limbaugh is only about 60 years late in his version of talk radio. The acknowledged inventor of talk radio was Father Charles Coughlin, of course. You're familiar with him, right?
I am not, but please tell me about him, because what I was referring to was sort of the syndicated talk radio that we're used to today. Obviously, there were people talking on radio stations before that.
Charles Coughlin was a priest in the Detroit area who broadcasted out of the Church of the Little Flower. And it was in the early days of radio, and it was a syndicated program. He had millions of listeners all over the United States. He broadcasted through the 1930s. with a a syndicated radio program, but he became critical of the Roosevelt administration into the mid to late 30s, and then he, for whatever reason, was kind of like run off the air.
And you're saying his name was Charles Coughlin?
Robert Charles Coughlin, yeah.
Hang on, Bill. If you got more to say, you're welcome to join us here. A little history lesson. Rush Limbaugh, not the first big syndicated talker. It's Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. Zencash recently surpassed 17,000 nodes, which means Zencash has one of the largest node systems of any cryptocurrency. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technological improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available for multiple distributions. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you're invited here to take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about the pirate radio station, Daryl Yvette News, out of Austin, Texas, where probably one of the longest-running pirate radio stations in the country has finally been taken down, likely due to FCC threats, and they've now filed a lawsuit, the FCC has, against the operators. We can talk more about that coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and also we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, you can use saveitpurse.com. Chris, you're always using saveitpurse.
Oh, yeah.
I am as well. In fact, we're building something very exciting here that I think is going to be pretty cool for the Keene area and the cryptocurrency community. I don't know if I should say yet what it is because it's not done yet. But we're ordering all the parts through saveitpurse.com. And I'm starting at a 29% discount to do that. And I've gotten a few orders fulfilled like within the first 24 hours, still waiting on delivery, but 29% is just an unprecedented amount of savings. You can easily save 20% if you need something
quick. I usually get 28%, 29%, and it usually is fulfilled with sometimes almost instantly and definitely within a couple days usually.
Saveitpurse.com is where you can go to learn more about that. And they are now accepting Bitcoin Cash as one of the two cryptocurrencies that you can have kind of on your wallet there at saveitpurse.com. Again, accepting Bitcoin Cash. SaveATPurse.com. We go back to Bill in California, listening to KVLI. Bill, you're talking about a what you might call an early syndicated talk show host, because I had called out Rush Limbaugh as being sort of the father of the modern talk radio movement.
That's a common misconception, and maybe even Limbaugh himself might be perpetrating that myth. But no, it was Father Charles Coughlin. And like I said before, he was very popular. He had millions of listeners across the country. It was a syndicated nationwide feed out of Detroit.
I suspect they were probably sending it over some sort of recorded method back then. They wouldn't have had satellite deliveries as we do today.
It was pretty much he was broadcasting from a church on 10 Mile Road there in Detroit. And then it was however they did it in the 1930s, he was able to pretty much send that signal across the United States. I don't know the technicalities of it, but
they probably shipped records or whatever, something like that.
They had TV back in that time.
This is the 1930s. They did not have broadcast television at that time. He, according to Wikipedia, was commonly known as Father Coughlin, was one of the first political leaders to use radio to reach a mass audience, as up to 30 million listeners tuned into his weekly broadcasts. During the 1930s, he was forced off in the air in 1939, and it claims he's receiving, or was at one time receiving, 10,000 letters. Another claim here, 80,000 letters. So I don't know what the real number is, but it sounds like he was fairly popular.
Right, and then also I want to kind of like talk about the fairness doctrine that you brought up.
Did we?
Okay.
Yeah, I mentioned it because the fairness doctrine is really what allowed talk radio as we know it to, sort of become what it is. Because when the fairness doctrine was in place, television station owners and radio station owners were required to give equal time to diversity of views. So if you had Rush Limbaugh on for 3 hours, you would have to give someone with opposite views 3 hours as well.
I thought that only applied to interviewing people.
No.
Really? Okay.
It'd be really interesting.
Yeah, you have to give equal time, minute for minute, to any kind of, if you wanted to attack somebody, you had to give that, if you spent, like when Limbaugh spends, whatever amount of time attacking an individual, in any kind of a progressive candidate or something like that, he would have to, on that show, he would have to allow that person he attacked show up for the same amount of time to defend themselves.
It says here Coughlin was canceled. He expressed an isolationist and conspiratorial viewpoint that resonated with many listeners. Conspiracy radio all the way back to the 1930s there. Some members of the Catholic hierarchy may not approve of Coughlin. It says here the Vatican and other organizations wanted him silenced. They recognized that only Coughlin's superior bishop of Detroit had the canonical authority to curb him, but Gallagher supported the radio priest, according to his autonomy and owing to his autonomy and the prospect of the Coughlin problem leading to a schism, the Roman Catholic leadership took no action. After giving early support to Roosevelt, Coughlin increasingly attacked the president's policies. The administration decided that although the First Amendment protected free speech, it didn't necessarily apply to broadcasting. Because the radio, they what? Say here, because the radio spectrum was a, quote, limited national resource, unquote, and regulated as a publicly owned commons. New regulations and restrictions were created specifically to force Coughlin off the air. For the first time, authorities required regular radio broadcasters to seek operating permits. So, very interesting. I presume you probably knew part of that history, Bill?
Yeah, I did. I grew up in Detroit. My father actually knew Father Coughlin. He, after he was run off the air, he continued to broadcast locally in Detroit. And also, he was the pastor at the Church of the Chapel of the Little Flower there in Detroit until 1966 when he died. And like I said, he did. He, I think he also was somewhat accused of being an anti-Semite also, which mm-hmm. wasn't unheard of in the Catholic Church in that era. In the 1930s,
yep.
And that might have had something to do with his removal from the air or being run off the air. I think it was mainly, though, because of his criticisms of the Roosevelt administration, which got him thrown off. You just explained it there perfectly. And really,
well, thank you. Can thank Wikipedia, whoever contributed to that article. Hey, Bill, thanks for bringing it to our attention tonight. Interesting little dose of history. I appreciate hearing from you. Oh, shoot. Well, anyway, Discord lines are open over at discord.lrn.fm. So, you know, I'm not sure. It makes me curious. The people in the talk radio industry who
right.
who kind of hold up Rush Limbaugh as this example, maybe there are qualifications on that. Like, he's the first commercial broadcaster because Father Coughlin was a religious broadcast.
Well, according to when I did a search for Father of Talk Radio,
yeah.
came up with some guy named Barry Gray from, I believe, the Boston area. He used to be on WOR, and prior to that was on a different radio station. Says in 1945, one night, he got bored of simply spinning music and decided to hold the telephone up to the microphone and share his conversation with the listening audience. The caller of the evening happened to be the band leader, Woody Herman, who was one of the most popular celebrities of the day. And that spawned... according to this wiki article, the talk radio format.
Huh.
And he yep. would then do, I'm guessing, says call-ins and interviews of sorts. And he did his show up until he left WMCA in 1989 when it dropped talk radio. He then went to WOR and enjoyed national syndication. And by the time of his death, his show was considered to be politically conservative.
Yes, I wonder if Limbaugh was the first. Again, my qualification earlier was syndicated, right?
Right.
So this guy might have just been a local, the guy who created talk radio,
no,
the first one.
He was syndicated.
Was he too? Well, you mean
when
later
he went
on,
to WOR.
At WOR. Well, that was, syndication had already been created by that point, because Limbaugh started, I think, in 88. I could be wrong about that. Anyway, 855, 450, free like freedom.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Capitol Hill is still buzzing over the fact that the White House removed former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance
House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was surprised that Brennan, a civilian, even still had his security clearance.
He wasn't being of any value to the administration, and he's just going out there and frankly, I think, continuing this kind of partisan witch hunt. You know, he's out there bashing the president for things that he's not even familiar with, just because it seemed cool on the left.
Next week, the Chinese will send a trade delegation to the United States to discuss the tariffs that are being placed on the United States goods by the Chinese, and then conversely, the United States placing tariffs on goods going over to China. Steve Forbes is the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. He said we need to keep an eye on the tariffs, although the economy is moving along quite well.
The U.S. economy is definitely on a roll, and I think it's going to get even better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. The Discord on our call-in line server is available to you at discord.lrn.fm. We got open lines there for you now. We're talking about pirate radio and some pirate radio operators, or alleged pirate radio operators, in Austin, Texas. I think it's pretty clear they're proud of it, and I think that's great.
Yes.
That have been targeted by the FCC, and Daryl, you're sharing the story with that, in hopes also of clearing up a lot of misinformation that's been spewed about on social media on the topic. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want as well. And I do want you to know about Zencash. It's a cryptocurrency that was created in 2017, so it's pretty new on the scene. But that also means they got to pick from some of the best technology out there as far as what they based Zencash on, and it does have zero-knowledge anonymity. So those of you out there looking for a privacy coin that also has a philosophy behind it that is, well, pro-freedom. They're voluntarists who created this crypto. So you've got good philosophy. You've got great technology. They've now launched the super nodes, and, of course, they've had their secure nodes, which actually pay a small amount to the people who are operating them for kind of contributing to the network, the Zencash network, and making it better. Go to Zencash.com to learn more about it, and you can get the Zencash wallet, the official one for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Again, that's Zencash.com. So, Daryl, where were we in this story? So they actually shut down the station back in December.
Correct.
After years of operating, at least going back to, what was it, 2013?
Right. So I was able to find on the FCC's website a forfeiture order dated June 3rd, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So over 4 years ago is when the FCC first wound up imposing a fine of $15,000. I also was able to find, thank you to Recap and Pacer, was able to find the complaint filed in federal court by the FCC, and under violations, it said, and I'm not going to read all of this, just read some of the dates here.
So wait, this is filed under civil or criminal?
Federal court.
Right. Civil? Is this a civil case?
Where would it say?
I don't know. I didn't know if it was immediately obvious.
Oh, up at the top. Civil action.
Civil, okay. That's what I figured.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. I figured. So, under violations, on August 12th, 2013, so 5 years ago, in response to a complaint that an unlicensed radio station was operating in Austin, Texas, on the frequency 90.1, agents from the FCC Enforcement Office, or FCC Enforcement Bureau, Houston office, conducted an investigation, blah, da, 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 found the location. Yeah. Search of FCC databases revealed no evidence that the FCC authorized a radio station to operate on that frequency or location.
So they came in pretty quick. I mean, if the station started back in 2013.
That's why the article
says. They must have been operating for years without permission.
Least 2013.
Well, so there have been more, as far as I know, and if somebody's in Austin who knows better. Before 2013, there was a pirate operator in Austin, but it may not have been the same people.
Right, and I know when I lived in San Antonio, which is not that far from Austin, but it's far enough to where, like, you can't hear their radio signals.
Right.
I know that there was something in Austin that was called Chaos Radio.
No, Chaos is, I'm pretty sure Chaos is just a public station of some sort. It's down at the low end of the band.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong about that.
Some of the people that I know that said they had shows on there would have made me think that it was a pirate radio station acting like it was a legit station.
Maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe the FCC would never give out those call letters. There's certain call letters the FCC just won't issue.
Right. Continuing on September 6, 2013, an agent from the Houston office issued a warning of unlicensed operation letter to defendants, advising them that the operation of the unlicensed station from their property violated the FCC Act. The violation could result in severe penalties, including but not limited to monetary fine, seizure of broadcast equipment, and criminal sanctions. And that unlicensed operation must cease immediately. So in September 2013, they said, this must stop.
Chaos was a pirate station, according to the Austin Chronicle. Shut down by the FCC in 2010. They played music.
In November 2013, agents again went out there. February 2014, and then there was the letter from the FCC in June 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So this happened over several years.
I'm surprised they didn't take action sooner. You know?
So am I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and
am
where's
I.
Where's the damn, you know, where's the video? I mean, what is, if you're running a radio station, a pirate radio station, do you not know how to use a video camera? Like, when the FCC shows up, the FCC showed up here in Keene, New Hampshire. I went over with a video camera and got video of it. When we had a pirate radio station operating here, I got a call that agents were snooping around a neighborhood nearby. It was a few streets over from where we're located, and they were easy to find. There was nobody else out on the streets, so you know it was clear who they were. And there's video of that. So if you're running a pirate radio station, you probably have a smartphone, because, you know, why would you not? If you're in the United States, you probably have a smartphone.
Right.
If at the very least, to monitor your radio station if you've got a stream with. So you should have a video device with you at all times. If the FCC shows up to ask questions or to try to ask questions, you know, obviously you don't have to answer their questions. You know, they're not even the cops. You certainly don't have to answer the cops' questions. You have the right to remain silent. You definitely have that right when it comes to FCC agents. But go ahead and put a camera in their face. If you pull up the video of when I do this.
Yeah, that was super interesting.
You've seen it?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't like that.
No, they didn't.
And they're not used to it at all.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah. So in that case, that particular radio station did shut down, and actually it's been quite a while since Keene has had one of them. But we've actually had a history of pirate radio in Keene. I mean, probably not the same extent as Austin. Because
right.
The thing with Austin is the people there, not just these operators, but I think the ones before that, and Sam Dodson, who lived down there and then lived up here for a while, or he lived in a different place, Plano. But anyway, he knew who the operators were previously. And it was a different couple. I'm almost certain, unless they changed their name, it was a different couple. I think it was a man and a woman, and they did a show called Rule of Law Radio on that radio station. So I don't know what ended up happening with them, because I remember hearing that they were fighting the FCC and refusing to shut down. So Austin has always had, of its pirate radio stations, some of the most, I would say, hardy pirates, the ones that are going to stick with it and keep broadcasting. In the case of these folks, the Olenics, you said they owned the building in which the alleged antenna was operating
yes.
from, which is good, because then you don't have the ability for the FCC to come down on your landlord, and then the landlord
right.
comes in and says, look, man, it was cool for a while, but you got to cut it out.
$1,000
fine.
17-4-3 of the lease says that you're not going to break any laws, and you're breaking some laws, so I've got to kick you out.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it says.
Like, it's a standard thing yeah. that, you know, like, you're not going to do illegal stuff out of the place that
you're
at.
Well, they wouldn't kick you out. The landlord would just be like, dude, man, just turn it off. You got to turn it off. And then if you don't have a landlord, you don't have that problem.
Right.
So what else do we need to know about this?
Well, we've covered, you know, other than, like, I could sit here reading more of the criminal, or not the criminal complaint,
let's talk about that for a moment. Because to me, this seems pretty unprecedented. The theory has always been, and I've mentioned this on the radio before, that the theory has been that the FCC won't file this suit, and now they have.
Yes.
There have been other pirates who haven't paid them. So there's been a theory that the FCC won't file the suit because they don't want to be challenged on free speech grounds.
Right.
They've never apparently, and again, you've heard my misinformation so far tonight, so sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, I have done some research in pirate radio. It was something I was into. They apparently have never done this before, because they have to then go through the process of, you know, trying to get them to pay up this $15,000 or whatever the amount has accrued.
$15,000 is what's mentioned right. in this suit.
They have to get a judgment.
Sounds like
favor.
They might also want the equipment. I'm not really sure.
Probably. The seizure. Yeah, they'll sell it or whatever. So you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. And so this sounds like, to me, a very important case. If this is indeed the first time somebody's gone all the way to the mat and the FCC's come at them all the way on this so far. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on air call-in lines at discord.lrn.fm, where you can jump into those rooms and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Also, the Discord server is your way of connecting with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show. You can do that 24/7. There are multiple channels there covering a variety of different topics, whether it be cryptocurrency, some of the activism here in New Hampshire, or other discussions, video games are even there. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get interactive there for free. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. I was looking at the NPR piece, Daryl, about this pirate radio station that's been targeted by the FCC over a number of years, over at least the last half a decade,
yes,
it sounds like. And some are saying the station has operated for much longer than a decade, so I'm not real sure what the history of it is. I know there have been, for a long time, there has been a pirate operation, at least one of them, in Austin, Texas. There was one of them that aired Free Talk Live for a time.
Oh, nice.
And in fact, I believe that was the same time at which Alex Jones actually was a caller on Free Talk Live. There were a couple of times when we went to Alex in Texas, and it was Alex Jones calling us. And I think
was it actually Alex Jones?
It was actually Alex
Jones.
Or
was it one of the Wheels Off Liberty guys pretending to be Alex Jones?
No, it was the real Alex Jones. And so anyway, looking at this story, they actually get a comment from longtime Free Talk Live guests. Whenever we go to any crypto conference, we're always talking with Danny Sessom from the Crypto Show. And
Crypto Show being one of the shows on that network.
Correct. I believe it actually airs live on the pirate radio station. You said network. You mean this, the pirate radio station in Austin?
Right. The Texas Liberty Radio.
Yeah. I don't know if they have any other stations besides their internet feed, so I don't know if you can call that a... Well, I guess it could be considered a network if it's a network of shows.
Online radio network.
Yeah, that's true. So
they're on Roku and a couple other things, according to the website.
Right, and the crypto show is also featured on our little network, which is called Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. In fact, they've been there on LRN for years. And in response to the Associated Press and Inside Radio referring to the pirate station as Jones's flagship, Danny Sissom was quoted saying that their station, Texas Liberty Radio, only rebroadcast Jones's show. Calling it anything else, he said, was, quote, actual fake news, unquote. So sounds like he feels just about as you have on this one, Daryl.
Yeah.
The press like, just misrepresenting this.
Right. And a lot of it, it's, the press trying to make some kind of connection to Alex Jones. But then you've got all of the people on social media that will read simply a headline. They never click the story.
Mm-hmm.
They read a headline, and then they'll interpret what they think the story is based on what they read the headline to be. And then, it's that game of telephone to where four generations later, somebody's commenting on what they think somebody thinks somebody thinks somebody thinks happened.
Yeah, they can't even bother to read the summary, huh?
So when the first, or the FCC first penalized Olenek, this is the NPR report, and it was two men, right? Olenek and Amber Olenek?
A married couple. So Ray was apparently the wife.
Oh, Ray could be a female.
Ray, R-A-E.
Ah, okay.
Not R-A-Y.
Got it. That makes sense.
Yeah. So they're referred in one of the FCC things as Mr. and Mrs. Olenek.
The Austin Chronicle noted that the 90.1 FM frequency in Austin has, quote, aired New World Order warnings for more than a decade, earning it the nickname Alex Jones Radio, unquote. In a string of, which is why I say that, it's an understandable mistake for somebody to make, given that, again, Jones lives in Austin,
right,
is doing his show from Austin. It's understandable that somebody would say, oh, that's his flagship. And honestly, it's pretty cool if your flagship radio station is a pirate radio station.
Yeah.
Like, I wish we could say that, but we can't.
Right.
Happening in Keene
and
right
then,
now.
A lot of people, they'll just throw around the word flagship and not even use it in the way that it's supposed to be used.
Well, I mean, traditionally a flagship is a station from which the person is producing the show.
Right.
But I don't know if that is, a hard, firm definition of it. I mean... It's radio slang, right? So it can be whatever you want
right,
it to
but
be.
But for, let's say...
If WKBK was airing Free Talk Live here in Keene, and they were doing it seven nights a week, and we were live, would it be wrong for me to call that our flagship radio station?
That's a good question.
Yeah, or could you just define anything as your flagship? Couldn't WRKO be our flagship radio station?
I know with sports broadcast, there will be, because, they're broadcasting from a stadium.
Right.
But whatever.
There's an originating station.
Whatever the originating station is.
Correct.
Is the flagship station.
Yeah. But if you don't have an originating station, then do you get to
then
pick a flagship?
Then you technically don't have a flagship.
Yeah, I don't know. In a string of correspondence.
You're like a Navy with no country.
With the FCC, the Olenek dismissed the agency's claims. And this is this is what I want to get. And I've heard that it might actually be included in the case, maybe as an attachment or something like that. There's one article that claims that. In a string of correspondence, they dismissed the agency's claims against them as preposterous and unfounded, saying in essence that they never agreed to be regulated by the U.S. government. Which is kind of the... one of the freedom arguments, right? The courtroom theory kind of Freeman arguments, if you will, that some people have been claiming for years, which is, hey, look, if government is by consent, as its founding documents will claim,
right?
If government is by consent of the governed, we don't consent to be governed. Therefore,
well, see the people that
can't
are
act on us.
The people that claim to be agents of the government. They like to point out, the consent of the governed, that's in the Declaration of Independence, which is not a legally binding document.
It's also in, at the very least, the New Hampshire state constitution, and it's in other state constitutions as well.
The state constitutions are not the U.S. constitution. Constitution, and so therefore, argument invalid.
You would think that the state constitution...
Argument invalid.
Yeah, but you would think the state constitution would override any federal constitution.
No, because see, they're in federal court. So therefore, your state constitution doesn't matter, invalid, overruled.
If the state constitution for...
contempt of court,
proceeds...
Bailiff, arrest that man, he won't shut up.
If it's preceding the joining of the U.S., right, you would think that you would have to abide by the prior law of the land.
Oh, you're trying to logic.
Yeah.
You very can't true, logic very true. With the federal government.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, and I don't remember offhand if the consent of the governed is mentioned in the U.S. Constitution. I don't recall whether... I don't think
no,
it is.
No, that's in the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
Which, well, they say is not a legally binding document, but somehow it legally separated the colonies from Britain.
Well, it's an interesting argument.
No, it's Schrodinger's legal document, to where it's both legally binding and not legally binding at the same time.
You know, even if it... Well, first of all, it's interesting to see somebody actually moving ahead with this particular claim.
Right.
I don't think it's... I agree, it's probably not going to hold water in federal court, because I'm sure it's not the first time somebody somewhere has tried a similar claim. I know our friend Jay Noon, who has lost his house on a property tax freedom stand where he didn't pay the arbitrary demands of the town of Palmer and they stole his house from him. He did file some kind of action based on a theory, and I don't know what. I'm sure Jay could explain it here, but some kind of theory in federal court, and it didn't succeed.
Right.
So, and again, that doesn't mean they won't succeed with this particular attempt. They've obviously been fighting the FCC for quite a long time, and it's interesting that the FCC has filed this suit because, again, some of the people in the pirate radio world have said that this wouldn't happen because the FCC doesn't want to be challenged on free speech grounds, and this would have opened that challenge, right?
Right.
And so I hope that these operators, whoever they are, don't just go in there and say, well, we don't consent, and that's their only argument. You know,
yeah.
It would be nice if they also argued of, well, hey, free speech. So even if you want to claim your regulations apply to us, well, they don't apply to us because free speech.
Right. Part one. First Amendment. Right, I'm thinking, yeah. You know, New Hampshire Constitution, it's part one, part two, article this. But First Amendment, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech.
I would like to think that would hold,
the press.
That argument would hold water, but I suspect they're going to come back and say, well, we're not regulating your speech, we're regulating, you know, the frequency, and if you had come and, you know, signed up for a permission slip, so, or whatever,
right, but,
you know, that we would allow it. But because you didn't follow proper protocol...
You're not supposed to be able to regulate the press either, so it doesn't matter if you're regulating my speech, you're saying I can't be the press.
I wonder
what the ACLU would say about this particular case.
Good question.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to talk about pirate radio or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. And we may be on pirate stations.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.